Despite the minister's claim that SIA will have a new private owner, the PIC has shares in Harif, which is a member of the Takata consortium, and this effectively means that the state will retain control over the airline, which we didn't want in the first place, owning to about a direct share of 49%, as well as the influence through the PIC. So the minister was quick to say that the taxpayer will not have to pay the bills of SIA anymore, but with government with skin in the game, and should this airline go down, then obviously taxpayers' money might be in jeopardy once more to bail this airline out. And you know, we also are concerned about what this means for competition in the private airline industry, because obviously government's got a lot of influence from SIA's point of view, and now they're partnering with specific partners. And we would also like to know on how they made that decision. So we are looking at the outcome and the financial commercial basis and how everything would be structured, especially from a shareholding point of view, before we will actually take a position as ATA. So there's a lot of grey areas that still needs to be investigated, and we need answers before a proper informed decision can be made.